This is Jay Sekulow breaking news. Israel under attack from rocket fire from Hamas.
Live from Washington, D.C., Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Today in Israel has been Jerusalem Day, which is the celebration of the victory in the Six-Day War, which reunited East and West Jerusalem. There has been a response. There's been response in the past, but this seems to be a much more concerted effort. That response now includes rockets coming in to the city of Jerusalem itself. That is being reported from around the world as far as news services go. But also, there was a threat directly from Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, which is on the coast of Israel, where they said if there was not a response by 6 o'clock to withdraw what they call settlements. But this is territory that is Israeli-owned. It is in Jerusalem. I've written a book about that, and that is Israel's sovereign property. And if buildings didn't stop there, including what they call settlements, which are just new developments in area that is clearly within Jerusalem's jurisdiction, within Israel's jurisdiction, within the city of Jerusalem. But now multiple rocket attacks have come in. There's been an uprising at the Temple Mount. In fact, Hamas said if the Temple Mount is not evacuated by Israeli presence, which is security personnel, by 6 o'clock their time, which has already happened, there would be these rocket attacks. Those rocket attacks have now started.
Yes, and Hamas has issued a press release, because that's how this works. They issued a press release saying this is retaliation for crimes and aggressions in the Palestinian East Jerusalem neighborhood. You've probably heard that in the news. You may have seen it from a lot of your celebrities posting about this specific issue. And of course, what they don't see is what's happening right now. Some news stations are covering it, but primarily Israeli news stations are giving the fact that, yes, at least 7 rockets, I believe, were fired into Jerusalem
the city
for the first time since 2014. I wonder why. This is what happens. We warned you about this. I warned all of the evangelical liberals that were out there that the one thing they forgot the whole time when it was, oh, Trump, I can't do it. I can't do this. I can't vote for this. Was the fact that we've had virtual peace. Yes. In the Middle East, whether it was the Abraham Accords, whether it was ISIS, whether it was all these situations, sure, there were always moments, but there were not rockets being fired. You know why? Because they're not scared anymore that actually things could go wrong for Hamas because they don't have America backing. Because where is the Biden administration now telling Israel to back off?
Yeah, immediately. The response from the Biden administration, Wes, was Colonel Smith, was back off, Israel. They're picking their partners pretty clearly.
Yeah, Jake Sullivan called senior Israeli officials telling them they needed to back off and restore calm. In fact, who Jake Sullivan needs to call is President Abbas, who just this morning praised the demonstrators that are stopping civilian cars and stoning the cars. He called them heroes.
Yeah.
And as
of course,
I came down.
And he doesn't control. By the way, here's the problem with the Palestinian Authority. Guess what they don't control, Andy? Gaza, which is Hamas. It's under their jurisdiction technically, but they don't control it. Hamas does.
That's correct. And Hamas, of course, we know, terrorist organization aiming its rockets at Israel, provoking what is warlike action toward a peaceful state, is attempting simply to exist and to survive. But as Logan said, and I repeat again, this would not have happened under the Trump administration because everybody knew where everybody stood, and that is that the United States stood firmly behind Israel and would not countenance these kinds of attacks and these kinds of blowbacks by their terrorist perpetrators.
We're going to stay live during the break because I want to get some more comments in from some of our team on this because there's a lot happening. So if you're on Facebook or on YouTube or any of the other social media platforms that are carrying us, we're going to stay live for you because I want to give some more comments. But let me say this, and this is, look, I've been there when the rockets are flying, and it's a harrowing sight. You don't get used to it. You're in shelters. I was in a shelter. I don't know if we could pull up any of that video we have of me interviewing Benjamin Netanyahu. We may not be able to get it for our Facebook audience. From a command center underground while bombs were coming in border areas of Israel. I mean, we were there. I spoke to Benjamin Netanyahu, spoke to Shimon Peres. So this is very, very serious. The response to the United States is pathetic because this is the new administration's position. And we're going to talk with Harry Hutchinson during the break here about the policy aspect of all of this. Don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Unlike a lot of people that are just talking about it, and of course we talk about it, we've done work, extensive work in Israel, extensive work on Israel's defense, but we also have an office in Jerusalem. Rami Levy, Ambassador Rami Levy, is a good friend of ours, Director General of our office there, and has done work around the world on behalf of Israel. Rami, we've got these reports now of rockets being discharged in Jerusalem by apparently Hamas. As the celebrations of Jerusalem Day, the reunification are coming. What's your sense of what's happening here?
Well, I believe there is a new sheriff in town. Unfortunately, the old sheriff, Donald Trump, was super strong, and I think sent the right message to Hamas, Iran, and the region. And what's happening here is actually Hamas is smelling weakness on the side of the U.S. and the support of Netanyahu's government and the building in Jerusalem. Actually, the rockets fell only 4.5 miles west of our ACLJ office in Jerusalem.
Wow.
Which is a very high escalation. As you know, Jay, we, together with you and Jordan and the ACLJ team, we constantly visited the Gaza border and were actually under Hamas attack of missiles in Ashkelon, right, in Sderot. But here we're talking about shooting at Jerusalem. And this is a major escalation, and I believe Israel will hit very hard to retaliate.
So you expect a serious response?
Yes, already the Israeli Air Force is attacking in Gaza, but I don't believe that it's going to end by that. I'm not sure you know, but Hamas also shot an anti-tank missile at the jeep at the Gaza border and hit it. Fortunately, the driver was very slightly injured. But in the past week, Hamas has been sending incendiary balloons and burned the fields of a lot of the settlements on the Gaza border. They've been doing it for the last 4 years. Every time it's warm, they send balloons with fire to fire the fields.
Yeah.
The citizens on the Gaza border and the children are not at post-trauma. They're at a constant trauma of 20 years of being shot at. So probably I believe very soon the IDF will have to attack very strongly.
Yep. Now, let me go to Colonel Wes Smith from our team, because there's a military component. I've got a question for Hare Hutchinson. To Colonel Smith first. Okay, military's, why this happens, what's military preparation look like? What do they do?
Yeah, well, and they're showing remarkable restraint. You know, I was thinking about the duplicity and hypocrisy of the White House reaction to this. Can you imagine? Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Can you imagine if a group was firing missiles into Washington, D.C., would they be calling for the government not to respond and to somehow restore calm? But the Israeli military, that they are there to protect the people. This anti-tank round along the Gaza Strip is a serious thing. What they're doing is they are using the Israeli Air Force to attack the locations from which the rockets are being fired.
Yep.
Unfortunately, what Hamas has the habitual practice of doing is putting some of those rocket launchers near schools, hospitals, and civilian areas. And yet, even with that, Jay, the Israeli Air Force very seldom will injure a civilian.
No, they're that careful. Andy, you and I have been up on the border with Rami on the Golan Heights, where we have peered over into Syria, and we saw where they were firing these rockets at them, and these were almost like almost looks like a set from a movie, where they have these civilian areas, and that's where the hospitals and the schools are where they're shooting it out of. We've seen it.
Well, that's exactly true, Jay. That's exactly true, Jay. I remember being in the Golan Heights with you, overlooking into Syria when Hezbollah began firing missiles into the Israeli territory in the northeastern part of Israel there in the Golan Heights. And we were there was a military person who was sort of guiding us and put us into safety before several hours out of harm's way, so that we would not have to face this kind of action that was coming in from the enemy. But it's important to the points that have been made, that this would not have happened, in my opinion, had there been a Trump administration in the White House, because the Palestinians, Hamas, Hezbollah, the enemies, the terrorists, yep, would know that we would not have stood for this on behalf of Israel. And I know that Israel is not going to stand for this on behalf of itself.
During the break, I asked Hare Hutchinson for an analysis, because he is our director of policy as to this, and he gave a really good analysis. I want the radio audience to hear it, and then we're going to get Rami to respond.
Jay, let me answer your question with some questions. Why are the Palestinians rioting? Why do the nations rage? Why are rockets being fired into Israel indiscriminately? Why do terrorists imagine a vain thing? And why does the Biden administration call for de-escalation in the Middle East when such calls typically backfire and lead to more violence? We have had virtual peace in the Middle East for a number of years during the past administration. Why? Because there was a new sheriff in town. And as I've said before, now we have a new social worker in the White House. Rather than believing in peace through strength, the Biden administration apparently believes in peace through spinelessness. And this begets more and more, yep, violence. That, I think, is the quintessential problem that we face.
Yeah, and Rami, there's another aspect of this too, because Israel politically right now is not exactly stable, because you got governments that you've had elections, and there's a question on who's going to be able to form the government. Do you think that's playing into Hamas's calculation here?
I think it's part of it, but also another major part, and you can look at history. What Hamas is doing and what the Palestinians have been doing is using Temple Mount as a place for where they can instigate fires that will ricochet around the Middle East and the Muslim world. And if you see what they've been doing, you know, they've been rioting in Temple Mount in order for the Israeli police to come and stop them from throwing stones and Molotov bottles at the Jewish praying at the Western Wall. By doing that, they were really escalating and having the leaders of Egypt, the new Abraham Accords nation, such, yes, as Bahrain, reacted. It's all, you used to call it, if you remember, with General Rahman Gissin, we used to walk on the Gazan border, and he, right, used to call it Hollywood, that the Palestinians are actually trying to stage. This is staging in order to get the world to attack Israel.
Yep. I think that's 100% right.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people to blame. And the phone lines are open. I want to hear from you, 1-800-684-3110. I think there's a lot of people who are misinformed who don't understand the plight of what's going on. I think there's a lot of the progressive church and liberal Christians that need to, you know, essentially get the literal, and I mean this, the literal hell out of this topic, because it is a ridiculous thing that they are going on this and saying, here's the right side, here's the good side, the bad side, look what's happening. They're falling for the trap, as he said, the Hollywood, if you will, of the staged idea that there is a good side and a bad side to this, and the bad side ends up being Israel, who are not the ones lobbing rockets. And on, by the way, a holiday.
Yeah.
On a holiday. We keep forgetting this. This is a celebratory day. People are in the streets today with their Israeli flags. This is similar to what would be like an Independence Day celebration. But for some reason, we've forgotten this. We've let it slip by. We've had progressive Christians and the progressive left take over all of this. This was a topic that honestly very rarely came up in the entire, I thought that was a big failure, honestly. I said that before in the debates and everything, that this was a topic that kept being brushed over for more ridiculous things. They never brought up the Middle East, the success of what was happening in the Middle East. It was always a like 10th row thing for some reason in the Trump administration. I always thought, that's your number one. That's your number one or number two. This should be very important to people. And it is. You know, it's the number one trend right now. It's people talking about Israel one way or the other. And the fact that you had relative peace there for as long as you did, specifically in Jerusalem. Like I said, rockets have not been fired in Jerusalem since 2014. Who was the president in 2014? Barack Obama. This is what happens.
Yeah, but also, you know, you have to understand something, Rami. People need to understand this about Jerusalem. It's a tight space. It's a tight area.
Yeah, there's not a big city.
Right. But a great example of how Trump was the sheriff of the region. If you remember, Jay, when you came and we celebrated together the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, the streets were filled with those youngsters dancing with flags right next to the Waldorf Hotel we were at. You know that now, today, is Jerusalem Day, and Israel had to stop all the celebrations in Jerusalem because of worrying about the safety of the people.
Yep.
So
yeah.
That's the difference. Hamas and the Palestinians know that they can really play the game, and they're playing the game for the media.
All right, Rami Levy, Director General for the ACLJ. Coming up next, our lawyer, senior lawyer for the ACLJ in Jerusalem, David Benjamin. Rami, thanks for being with us. Folks, this is a serious issue. We want you to share this feed with your friends. If you're watching on any of our social media platforms, if you're listening on radio, call your friends. You're not going to get an analysis like this, legal, political. I wrote a book called Jerusalem, A Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. And the fighting that's going on right now is over this very topic, Jerusalem. It's available in bookstores everywhere. You can get it, I think, at aclj.org. You can also get it at Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy your books. But you need to get educated on this. We're going to do that on the broadcast today. Again, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Just so you know, also, the American Center for Law and Justice has filed a lawsuit against the State Department because of the issue of concern over continued funding of the Palestinian Authority for their pay-to-slay program. This was the Freedom of Information Act request we sent in. This is the lawsuit that has now been filed, again, because Palestinians pay money to slay Israelis, and that when the United States is giving money to Palestinians, and this and the current administration is planning on doing it. Joining us now is our senior counsel in Jerusalem, and that's David Benjamin. He's also a colonel in the Israeli Defense Force. David, first of all, it was this anticipated that this would be the reaction today?
During midday, there was a while when one wasn't sure exactly where this was going. And then at about 5 in the afternoon here, the Hamas gave an ultimatum, and it was quite clear that Israel would not meet the ultimatum. They demanded that Israel withdraw all its forces from the Temple Mount and from the area of Sheikh Jarrah, which is a neighborhood where there's a very, very contentious land dispute going on the Israeli-Palestinian issue. And of course, Israel wasn't going to give into that ultimatum. And sure enough, at 6 p.m., Israel fired 7 rockets at Jerusalem. And so Hamas, things have been very...
Hamas fired seven rockets at Jerusalem.
No, I beg your pardon. Yes. Hamas fired 7 rockets at in Jerusalem. It looks like they want to join in. They have to show solidarity with what's going on in Jerusalem. So, yeah, I mean, everybody was very tense. No one knew exactly how it would play out, but now we know, of course.
You know, Andy,
we know where this is going.
Yeah, Andy, you and I have been there a lot. We've been there, and I've been there when rocket fires actually come in. You've been in there when they were concerned that rocket fire was going to come in. But there's a geopolitical dimension to this, and I think Wes brought this up earlier, so did Harry and Logan, and that is this idea that under the previous administration, under the Trump administration, you had a reshaping, a remodeling of the Middle East. And now Joe Biden's reaction to all this is, hey, Israel, back down.
Yeah, that's just the reaction that we don't want to hear from the White House and from the United States. It's a coward's reaction. It's an anti-Israeli reaction. It's an anti-Jewish reaction against the sovereign state of Israel. Instead of taking the positive position that the Trump administration took, for example, recognizing the capital of Israel as being Jerusalem and moving the United States embassy there and showing the strength of our convictions and the things that we do and that we intend what we do, as Harry Hutchison so aptly called them, we don't have we don't have a strong president in the White House. Now we have a social worker who is trying to meld some sort of situation in the Middle East, which he doesn't understand historically and which he'll never understand historically. There is no peace among the Palestinians that are going to take on the Israelis. They're determined to attack. They are determined to prevent peace from occurring in the Middle East. And this is one of the indicia of that attitude, Jay.
Colonel Smith.
Yeah, this is the first time in the Biden administration that this violence has flared in Israel. So this is a test for them. They are failing miserably on this test. What is happening? And behind the scenes, multiple media outlets are reporting that senior Israeli officials are talking to senior Biden administration officials, telling them to stop talking, to back off, to stay out of this for the time being. What is happening? The White House, by their stance and by calling on Israel to not even defend their own nation's capital, the White House is encouraging the violence.
Yeah. No, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about that. David, one of the things I am concerned about is, you know, we talk about in the law of armed conflict, the law of war, the proportionality responses, and you got the ICC now looking at Israel, which is, you know, in our view, totally absurd. But let's take it a step further, and that is, what is Israel's reaction to this so far, militarily?
Well, so far, Israel has already struck a number of targets in Gaza. I mean, that is a policy that Gaza has to know very well, that there's no way that they can get away with shooting into Israel, not expect any response. I think the response so far has been relatively muted, although I do understand that 3 Palestinians have been killed by the Israeli response. So I would guess that that will invoke a response back by Hamas and an escalation here, which we don't exactly know where it'll go to. Israel has a very strong policy of always responding. You know, you'll never get a situation where Israel will not respond to these attacks. But of course, there is an interest, of course, in calming it down if possible. But I don't know where that's going right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, the administration here, and I don't want you to comment this on this, David, but the Biden administration, Harry, is taking the position basically that Israel's caused this. I mean, that's what the language looks like. And Israel backed down. Did the Biden administration come out with a condemnation of rockets being fired into Jerusalem? We're looking for that now. Harry?
Well, I think it goes even beyond that. And I think Wesley was spot on when he suggested that the Biden administration's words actually encourage a resumption of violence. It's also the Biden administration's actions or lack of actions. Keep in mind that it was the Biden administration that resumed aid to the Palestinian Authority, notwithstanding the fact that the Palestinians refuse to end their pay-for-slave program. Right. So essentially, the Biden administration has suggested to the Palestinians that it is open season on the Israelis, and so it's actions as well as words that are spurring this violence.
We're going to take phone calls, Logan. Let's go ahead and do that.
Let's go to Roberta and on line one in Colorado. And if you want to be on the air, give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Roberta, you're on the air.
I believe that we financially support the Iron Dome, and what will happen if this new government pulls the funding? That's my question.
So, David, always. Will you explain the Iron Dome to our audience, what the Iron Dome is?
Yeah, the Iron Dome is a missile interception system which defends against incoming missiles. It's about 90-something percent effective against missiles coming from Gaza. Of course, there are still missiles that land in Israel. It is very effective, and it is very effective, and it was developed in cooperation with the United States and with the support of the United States. And yes, I suppose if policy were to change, that could threaten the future of Iron Dome.
How important is Iron Dome to the safety and security of Israel and the civilian population?
Well, I would say this, it's absolutely crucial, but it's not only crucial to the safety and security of Israelis, it's also crucial to the safety and security of people in Gaza, because without the Iron Dome, Israel would be forced to take much more aggressive action in Gaza to deal with a missile threat. So it's in everybody's interest that the Iron Dome continues to operate.
Yeah, and we're looking right now at rockets being fired right now out of Gaza City. I'm watching it on our monitors right now, Logan.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it right now. We're going to try to get some images of this. I mean, as you expect, the sky's filled with smoke, as Hamas has been firing. And again, this isn't like, oh, there you go, right there, fire. They said a barrage of rockets. And the thing with this is, it's not like Hamas has not laid claim.
Right.
You know, this isn't one of those situations that they're bragging about it. This is a press release issued. I mean, this is the kind of organization you're dealing with here that you're supposedly both to back down. But they're saying, you know, we are doing this because of crime. I mean, imagine the U.S., again, this happening on U.S. soil, and we just being like, hey, you got to back down. Or flip it, even. U.S. doing this, and you don't expect a response? I mean, this is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And it's really sad. I mean, it's sad that we're getting back to me. I hate seeing these images because it just feels like we've time traveled
back 6 years.
You know, years and years and years. And it sounds like these are reruns at this point.
Unfortunately, you didn't have this. I mean, you got them on the streets throwing with slingshots with stones again. I mean, going with like biblical times. It's sad. It's tragic. It's reality. And we're going to cover it here. Hey, David, appreciate it very much, you being with us. Folks, again, at the ACLJ, we're not just broadcasting it and giving you analysis. We have an office in Jerusalem. We have filed litigation on U.S. funding of the Palestinian Authority. Because you see what's going on? Believe me, we're paying for it. How about that one? Think about that for a moment. We're paying for it. We're getting to the bottom of it. Support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about Live from Washington, D.C., Seculo Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, we're covering breaking developments, and if you missed the first half hour of the broadcast, go back and listen to it, because we had on Rami Levy, the Director General of our ACLJ office in Jerusalem, and Colonel David Benjamin, our Senior Counsel in our office in Jerusalem. Today is Jerusalem Today, and Jerusalem is under attack by Hamas. Rockets coming out of Hamas, and violence on the streets of Israel now in Jerusalem. Why? Because the Hamas and the Palestinian Authority use every opportunity they can to try to cause problems. Does anybody believe for a moment that the PA or Hamas would be able to take out Israel militarily? That would be, Colonel Smith, impossible.
Yeah, absolutely.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the political knee-jerk reaction of many on the left, including many Democrats and the mainstream media, is to always blame Israel and to not condemn Hamas and Hezbollah that target innocent civilians, which is not only inhumane and not only a terrorist act. You know, they try to present themselves as a legitimate nation with a legitimate force. It's also a violation of the laws of war. And yet the left and the mainstream media continue to blame Israel. And my question is, what exactly do they expect Israel to do?
We've got a call coming in. Apparently,
let's go to Michael, who's in Israel online too. Michael, you're on the air.
Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm here in Modi'in, Israel, and about half an hour before the rockets started firing, we saw this threat from Hamas. I called my kids to come home, and then sure enough, at 6 o'clock, I hear these booms in the distance, and I see the Iron Dome 500 meters away from my house. I have a view of it here in Modi'in. Activated and ready to fire. And I guess my question is, I saw this coming the minute Biden was elected.
Yep.
Is this what the next 4 years is going to look like?
Yeah, it is. Go ahead and finish, Michael. Go ahead. I want you to finish.
Anything Israel can do to satisfy this man, or is it just literally going to be a repeat of the Obama years?
It's going to be a repeat of the Obama years. Elections have consequences. First, the Biden administration has clashed with Israel over the policies being employed in the region. That's number one, despite the fact that you had the Abraham Accords, which brought more unity to the region than any time in modern history. In fact, I would say in history. Forget modern history. In history. Number one. Number two, it's the first major disagreement between Israel and the Biden administration, with the Biden administration still, as far as I know, not condemning these actions. We can't find it. We're looking, our team's looking, the actions of Hamas and the Palestinian Authority not been condemned. And Biden has thus far viewed the, remember, it took him 3 weeks to call the prime minister of Israel. That tells you what the priority is. And Andy, that priority is very low.
Israel is not a priority. And I'm going to tell you something, and this may be considered a harsh statement. It may be considered an overly strong statement. But I put these missile attacks upon Israel squarely at the feet of Joe Biden and the Biden administration because of the pay-for-play, pay-for-slay ideas that was reinstituted, because of the attitude toward Israel, because of the attitude toward in favor of the Palestinians, because of the attitude that we have taken against the progress that has been made in the Abraham Accords. This is something that Joe Biden should be ashamed of. And let me say something to our Christian audience also. These rocket attacks are not just simply on Jewish sites. These include sites that could be hit, including the tomb of the Holy Sepulchre, Golgotha, Calvary, the sacred churches of the Greek Orthodox Patriarchate, the Via Dolorosa, all those Christian sites are always, the rockets don't discriminate between the Temple Mount or the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall, and the tomb of the Holy Sepulchre, folks. It makes no difference.
All right, and phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110 as we go to break. Also, what I've said, and I'm going to say it again, is you also need to check the rhetoric coming out of your own church, because this is what's happened in the last 4, 6, 8 years. You've seen, and really in the last, you know, 4 years, you've seen the church turn its back, the Christian church, turn its back on Israel and make this a humanitarian issue beyond this. It's same like they've done with the life issue. Israel and life, two things that were cornerstones of the church, have now been, you know, abandoned and have been retconned into a way where now we're supposed to believe that, you know, there's not, it's all gray. It's all gray area. This is your progressive church to blame as much as it is the Biden administration. We'll be right back.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Back, everybody. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Israel under attack because of Hamas, and as Andy said, because the Biden administration laid it out to be done, because they knew that the Biden administration would provide no consequence to Hamas or to the Palestinian Authority, where the Trump administration cut off the funding, stopped giving them money, stop the flow of funds. And what happened during the 4 years of the Trump administration? You had a reunification and a peace in the Middle East that we haven't seen, not just in our lifetime, in modern history. That happened because of the Abraham Accords. And now Hamas feels that they could toss these missiles back into Israel without consequence of U.S. reaction. There will be an Israeli reaction, as David Benjamin said from our office in Israel. But this tells you what it is. We've got phone call, very interesting phone calls coming in today. We've had one from Israel already. We've got another one coming in that's very interesting as well.
Let's go to Suzanne, California. You're on the air.
Hi, Suzanne.
How are you? Hi. My daughter's in Jerusalem in a bomb shelter right now, so the only news I'm getting is from you guys and her. So she has an app. They all have an app where it notifies you when you need to get to a bomb shelter because the bombs are and the rockets are coming in.
Where is she in? What part of Israel is she in?
She's in Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah, she is. Yeah.
Yeah, and it is Yom Yerushalayim was today, and so they all went out
to celebrate.
And yeah, as we always have done, but the only news that you find is anywhere from France, Germany, America, Britain, they're all reporting that it's a march, which it's not. It's a parade. It's always been a parade. And they don't want going through East Jerusalem because they think it would be too provocative. And
Except, of course, East Jerusalem is Israeli territory. I mean, that'd be like saying, don't go through Northwest Washington, D.C. because it might be too provocative. But it's still Washington, D.C. Yeah, but it would just be provocative. No, you're absolutely right, Suzanne. And we're glad you called in, because by sharing your story of where your daughter is right now in a bomb shelter also highlights, Harry, failed policy.
Absolutely. And so part of the problem with the Biden administration is that they have indeed been captured. They have been captured by the progressives. They have been captured by the social liberals. So the Biden administration's policy represents the unraveling of support for Western values by social liberals and progressives. They hate the source of Western values, which is Israel. This is playing out right now as we speak in local elections in Great Britain, where for the first time in approximately 70 years, the Labor Party lost an election in a working class area called Hartlepool. Why? Because the Labor Party, the social liberals, they have lost faith in their own country. And so from my perspective, support for Israel represents support for Western values, represents support for the Constitution and the rule of law. This is something that many of the officials in the Biden administration absolutely despise. That is the central problem.
Watching on our social media platforms right now to share something with share this feed with your friends. Very important, because I'm going to play something for you that is very unique. As I'm about to walk into a command center in Jerusalem with Benjamin Netanyahu during another Hamas attack of rockets. But Wes, first, talk about what a command center is.
Yeah,
militarily.
Yeah, a command center is really the brains for the protection.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, it's a brain center, and
computers.
It's there. Not only for military operations in Israel, they are there to protect the civilian population, which unfortunately comes under attack like this all the time. Here's what you won't hear in the mainstream media. Here's what's really happening today in Israel. Rioters are attacking innocent motorists, stoning their cars and trying to pull them out of the cars. I've watched it on television. Hamas, meanwhile, is firing rockets on innocent civilian populations. What the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, is trying to do is to protect people and to stop the violence, and yet they will be criticized by the mainstream media.
Logan, we have taken thousands of people to Israel.
Yes.
And we're going to do, once things, when COVID's
done. Yeah, we planned
on
doing another trip last year, but obviously with COVID, things got delayed, and we're still continually delayed on that. But yes, I think unless you're on the ground, unless you've physically seen it, and you've been there, and you see the difference in the situation, you see the right and the wrong of it, it's pretty clear when you're there. But from abroad, you're getting, just like you know, you watch CNN, you watch any of these, you get a narrative. We're getting a false narrative always when it comes to Israel. And even when literal rockets are being sent in, somehow they're the bad guys.
All right, so in a minute, I'm going to take you inside. Everybody, share this with your friend. I've got a question for Andy, then we're going to go inside, on our way into a command center, when I'm talking to Benjamin Netanyahu about attacks just like this. It's, the footage is unbelievable. It's in our archives. I'm glad we're able to bring it out. But Andy, we, like I said earlier, you and I have been on that border. And it's a porous border in one sense. I mean, Israel's defense is very strong. But I remember going up on the way to Galilee, past Galilee, on the way to the Golan Heights, we had to divert because of it. And we, all we saw was military transports on the way up.
That's exactly correct, Jay. We were on the way to the Sea of Galilee. We went up toward the Golan Heights, Israeli territory. And we saw military personnel deploying to protect that region, and Hezbollah was preparing to send anti-Iran missiles and rockets into the northwestern eastern
Galilee,
part
actually
of Israel. Yeah, into the Galilee. And the colonel who was with us, who was our guide and also part of the IDF, took us into a safe place where we didn't know where we were going. We just said, why are we doing this? Why are we being put into a date store, a fig store, a cheese store, and stored here for 2 hours when we knew, and he didn't say anything. But then finally we came to realize that we were there to be protected from the attacks of Hezbollah. So it's relentless, and it's not stopping.
No.
And with Biden, they're now just being encouraged. That's
no.
All this is encouragement from Washington, D.C., and from the White House.
I'm going to take you now to Jerusalem, where I'm talking to Benjamin Netanyahu while missiles and rockets are coming in. Take a listen.
A lot of Americans are behind Israel here. How important is it for Americans to continue the support of Israel, especially during this engagement?
You know, it's the same enemy we're all fighting. They're fighting us. They hate our free democratic societies. They want to eradicate Israel off the face of the earth, and so they fire rockets right into this
right here.
City and other cities. 1 million people are now under rocket fire. About 250,000 children can't go to school. These terrorists target civilians. They hide behind civilians. That's a double war crime right there.
Right.
And you know, civilized countries have to defend themselves against these terrorist criminals, and that's what Israel is doing. That's what any country would do.
You know, it's interesting because I do a lot of international law, and no one's talking about the fact that under every universal declaration, governments have the right to self-defense.
Governments have the right to self-defense, and the terrorists should not be given immunity because they fire these rockets from populated areas. A responsible country, a responsible government tries to target the terrorists precisely, and sometimes they're accidental civilian casualties.
Sure.
But the difference is that they deliberately target schools, deliberately target the innocent, and we, of course, try to avoid innocent casualties. In any case, we should not give them immunity, because if we do, if we fall, if we're duped right. by the terrorists, then they will use this technique over and over and over again. Fire on civilians, hide behind civilians, and say, we're
right.
immune.
Right.
We can't give them immunity. We have to ferret them out, and ultimately we have to defeat them.
Well, hundreds of thousands of Americans have already contacted us, and they're saying they're with you on this, so we appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
It's the same battle, and I appreciate...
Thank you.
I appreciate the support of the American people.
Thank you.
All Israelis do.
All right.
So God bless America, and God bless Israel.
Thank you. Where's that from, Logan?
Yeah, that is from the film Unshaken, which actually is available. We produced it many years ago now, but it's actually available on acljfilms.com. It's our original film, our first film. So, again, it was shot a number of years ago now, but it's available for free if you just go to acljfilms.com.
Can I say with bias? It is with bias. It is a great, great movie on Israel. And I don't know if it's up on Amazon, is it?
I don't believe that one is up on Amazon.
But you can get it on the website.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can just get it. It's streaming there right now for absolutely free. And if you have the ACLJ app, I believe it's available on that as well.
Now, Wes, what Benjamin Netanyahu talked about all those years ago mm-hmm. is exactly what's present today.
Oh, absolutely.
But we had this peace for about 5 years,
right.
four and a half,
right.
that you kind of forget what it was like 6 years ago.
It was the first time in a generation
yeah.
that efforts towards peace had been successful,
yes.
where the Arab nations and Israel are joining together to bring peace and calm and to try and force the Palestinians to abandon terrorism and to negotiate, which, of course, they would not do. But here's the thing, Jay. Israel today, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, is always on the defense. And today, later today, I just noticed the UN Security Council will meet to talk about what's going on in Israel. Like the White House verbiage today, it will encourage the violence by a weak, one-sided response from the UN Security Council. I am counting on it.
Yeah, we will monitor that as well. We're also coming to the last segment of the broadcast, so you can give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. How important is Israel to you in our national geopolitical situation? 800-684-3110. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, about an hour before the rockets started, had a phone call with... U.S. counterparts, which admittedly was, as the reports have been, it was a tense call. They agreed that launching rocket attacks and incendiary balloons from Gaza towards Israel is unacceptable, must be condemned. But Mr. Sullivan encouraged the Israeli government to pursue appropriate measures to ensure calm during the Jerusalem Day commemorations. Now, think about that for a moment. When we come back, if this was the United States, what would we do? We'll be back with more in a moment.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line: we could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org. where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
To the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. Israel under attack. And let's put it in perspective. Last time you heard those words from my mouth, I used to have on my app, my phone, an app of red alerts. And I would say, whenever we were broadcasting, if that alert went on, it would go off on my phone and I would interrupt whatever we were talking about, saying there are rockets being fired into Israel. I don't think I've done that in the last 4 years. Well, today the alerts went off. And that's because a weak Biden administration policy results in a catastrophic situation in the Middle East, which had seen for the first time in our lifetime, in generations, actually moving forward for peace. Elections, Andy, have consequences.
And this election had a bad consequence. It put a pusillanimous, feckless, socialist, sympathizer with terrorism. Yes, that's what he is. Joe Biden and his administration in the White House, and undermines Israeli security, and not only Israeli security and the state of Israel and the Jewish population, but let me say it to my Christian brethren, Orthodox, Protestant, and Catholic alike. It also puts the sacred monuments of Christianity at risk. The Holy Sepulchre, Golgotha, the place of the cross, all those places, rockets don't distinguish one between the other. Right. They're all subject to being attacked. They're all subject to being demolished. And these words from the patriarch's mouth in Jerusalem himself, we need to stop this. We need to, America needs to stand up in support of Israel when this, in this forthcoming Security Council session that Colonel Smith adverted to. I hope it will happen with strength and resolve, but I doubt it.
Yeah, right now, hey, phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. If you want your voice heard on the air, it's time to give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. A lot of you are watching on Facebook. A lot of you are watching on YouTube, obviously listening worldwide, as we know, through the internet, through social media. If you're watching on YouTube, I appreciate it if you just hit the thumbs up. That's why there's thousands of people watching who maybe you've never seen this show before, because you have interacted with a breaking news item. And I have to say, this shows you where some Americans are at. We also have people cheering Hamas in our comment section right now. Go Hamas, go, some of these comments that are happening right now. That shows you the state we are. These are not people coming in from the Palestinian areas. These are Americans, I'm looking at their accounts, who just see this and they specifically think of not only Israel, but they've bought into the lie that, you know, the Jewish people are somehow are controlling and are doing all of these things. And it's anti-Semitism is the last, you know, one of the last things that for some reason doesn't get traction when it comes to people going after racist situations.
That.
No. And it's really sad. It's a sad day. It's not something to be laughing at. It's something to be looking at the comments. If you're on YouTube right now, look at your comments and see what's coming in. A lot of times it's not people just on our side going, yeah, we agree, because this is a true breaking news item. And again, it should be very upsetting to you if you are a Christian. It should be very upsetting to you if you support Israel for any reason, maybe just for the human rights issues that the countries all around them seem to support. Things that most liberals, true liberals, real liberals, would speak out against in droves. But for some reason, just because it's Israel, they're the ones that get attacked. And that's true, whether that is from, like I said, true liberals, you know, the good liberals who actually believe in somewhat the freedom of expression and the way to believe how you want to believe and live the way you want to live. That's what's happened in Israel. That doesn't happen outside of out of Israel. But for some reason, they're the bad guys. When you go there, you'll see they're truly the only nation in the surrounding area that feels at least somewhat Western for what it is.
Yep. Wes?
Yeah, you know, this is a naivete on the part of many Christians and the White House and the United Nations, but it's a dangerous naivete. We had peace in the Middle East for the last 4 years because of a unified stance with the Arabs and Israel together,
yes,
taking a stance against terrorism, against Iran, against Hamas, against Hezbollah. And the White House is not only betraying Israel, Jay, they are betraying the Gulf states, our Arab allies there, who have depended on America to continue this peace process and to take a stance against terrorism, which is now inflicting the region again.
You know, the thing that I'm concerned about here, we'll take phone calls, 800-684-3110, but it was a good question on YouTube. This is from Max on YouTube. He said the Biden administration seems to forget Israel is our ally and they must have the right to defend themselves. And Harry, there is this sense that I was hoping that maybe the administration would build on the Abraham Accords. But as soon as they started trying to cut a deal with Iran, they completely undercut that.
Absolutely.
Because Iran was the common enemy for both the Israelis and much of the Arab world.
Absolutely. And they followed that with an attempt to cut a deal with the Palestinians. And they didn't demand that the Palestinians give up their support for terror. So from my perspective, the social liberals in the Biden administration reject fundamentally the historicity of both Judaism and Christianity. They prefer the validity of postmodernism and the false moral equivalence between Palestinian aggression and Israeli efforts to defend and protect its civilian population. So at the end of the day, what is the Biden administration doing? They are actually encouraging violence. They're asking the Israelis to stand down. If the Israelis stand down, guess what happens? More violence, more rockets, more attacks, and that threatens the very existence of Israel.
All right, let's go right to the phones, 800-684-3110.
Yeah, Richard in California, you're on the air.
Richard, go ahead.
Yes, God bless to all ACLJ, and I just thank you guys for doing what you do. I just want to say this is very upsetting for me. I am a Christian, and I'm not a liberal Christian. I'm a conservative Christian. I believe in the Bible. I believe what God has to say about his people, and I can't understand the logic behind this administration and doing what they're doing. It makes me want to weep. I think the Israeli people and
call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Okay, that's I get your frustration, but we're gonna remove the frustration.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. He was saying it in the literal term, but I think a lot of Christians are having this problem. There's a big divide that's happening right now in the American church. It used to be there's two places really that Israel was a hot topic and was something you support. Hollywood, oddly, Hollywood was always a big supporter of Israel till now.
Right.
And the American South, really. If you go through the South, you'll be driving the most rural areas where you cannot even believe it. And all of a sudden there is a, we support Israel, giant flag hanging on the side of the building. It's unbelievable because you
maybe
people,
next to the rebel flag.
Maybe. Because you had people like Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash created the support of Israel
yes.
in the American South. And that's why you've had these good pockets of people who have always been supportive of Israel. The problem is now you have churches and a lot of Christians who don't even know they're going to progressive churches, who don't even know they have progressive pastors, who are sitting there week after week after week and slowly seeing it turn. And this is what happens. You elect someone who is fundamentally against the values that you have upheld as a conservative Christian your entire life, even maybe by accident. You know, the brainwashing is happening right now in the churches, and we have to at least stand up and make this very well. The blood is on your hands, American pastors, for real. It's disturbing. It's disgusting. It's time we actually stand up and say, you know what? We've historically supported Israel. We've historically supported life. There's a reason. Okay, that's all. You got 45 seconds left. You can take from here.
All right, well, thank you, Logan, and I hope we send that clip. We clip that out. Andy, with 40 seconds left here, very quickly. The fact is, those holy sites you mentioned would be, could you imagine them under Hamas control? They'd be destroyed.
They would be destroyed. The Patriarch of Jerusalem himself told me that they would be destroyed. He says, I know who the sovereign is here. And I thought when he said that, he meant Israel. But you know who the real sovereign is? It's the United States and its need to support Israel. And that's exactly what we're not getting, Jay.
Yeah, unfortunately. All right, but the ACLJ, we're on top of it. How about that for analysis with live reports from Jerusalem? Your support of the ACLJ makes all of that possible. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And sign up for our newsletters and our social media pages.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.